Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Ah, it is the good, the bad, and the dumb. Good Wednesday to you as we continue. It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio. Again on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That is Ron with two N's. All right, we give you the good, the bad, and the dumb. What is the good of the day?
The good of the day. I got to set some music here, too, because right, I just like want this playing in the background while I'm saying this, because my good of the day is about these two guys. All right. Who embarked on an incredible two-week vacation, I guess, or something. You should, hopefully you recognize the song, too.
Of course.
They went and visited every Margaritaville in North America.
Well,
and what this does, too, is it makes me jealous.
It does?
Because I think you and I need to do something like this.
I do, too. I've always wanted to do something kind of similar.
You know,
I don't know about Margaritaville,
but two years ago, they did all the rainforest cafes.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like fun.
So, I mean, now just all we got to do is just pick a restaurant where, you know, there's not, you know, I don't need to be like a mainstream restaurant where there's hundreds of them.
Right.
You know, you got to find something small like this. You know, maybe it's like a Hard Rock.
Yeah, okay. Why Margaritaville? Did they say why? Did they like it?
No, I mean,
there's a Margaritaville in Nashville.
Yeah, they were there.
Is it
in Nashville or is it in Pigeon Forge?
It's on Broadway.
Okay. So then there's another one, I guess, in Pigeon Forge.
That's like 3 hours away.
They had some fun there as well. They said the best one, though, the best food was one in Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
But the friendliest staff came in Atlanta.
Atlanta, okay.
Yeah, but there was something I remember.
They did this in 2 weeks?
Yeah, 24 days.
That's not bad.
And that's the reason why I remember Pigeon Forge, because Pigeon Forge, one of the guys hit a mental break, and he didn't know if he could finish it.
Oh, I got you.
But he pushed on.
Pigeon Forge, that's where Dollywood is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I saw the story. I was like, can we do this?
The Margaritaville brand is rather fascinating.
Oh, it's huge.
I've been finding more and more that they have a retirement community. There's a whole retirement department that's
down
based
in like,
on that.
Because I guess the first one was in Key West, so I'm going to assume that it's somewhere down in Florida. Like,
so they have, like, it's, you know how like they have the Villages, which is like, oh, come retire here at the Villages where you can play, you can salsa dance at noon and play bocce at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And, you know, go line dance. Like, they have a place like that. You buy a house in this community. It's the Margaritaville community. And then they have a cruise ship, Margaritaville at Sea.
Really?
They branched out. The whole brand.
See, I know here in Texas, on one of the lakes that's outside of Houston. And when I say outside of Houston, I'm talking about you wouldn't know that you left Houston, but it's technically in a different town. There's a Margaritaville Resort.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
It has a huge like water park attached to it.
That's fantastic.
On a lake. It just looks like so much fun.
So, yeah. So, there you go. I mean, fantastic. Somebody went up to Jimmy Buffett and was like, we'd like to do this around Margaritaville.
So we need to figure out what restaurant should we go to and do a nationwide tour of.
That's a good one. Anybody's got any suggestions for the show tour,
hit
me up on Twitter. What would be a good one?
How much fun? I mean, but we can't have, I don't want it to be like, you should go visit all the Chili's in North America. No, because we don't have that much time.
No.
We're talking, these guys picked a restaurant. There's only, I guess there's 24 of them in North America. I had to say North America because there is one in Canada just on the other side of the border.
Okay.
In Niagara Falls. So
they went to that one too?
They went to that one as well.
Can you imagine driving? Like the next one is like, a 500 miles away or something. You're like, I'm driving all the way there to go eat a Margaritaville and leave. Yeah. Good for them. That's pretty awesome. But it reminds me of people who are like, I want to go to every ballpark in America.
Yeah. I'm willing to do that. That is on a bucket list to take an entire summer and do that.
There was a guy when I was in minor league basketball, there was a guy that we got a media request, a ticket request. From a guy that was trying to see a sporting event every day for 365 days straight. And he was traveling, and it didn't matter what it was. It could have been a high school baseball game. He didn't care. He wanted to be in attendance of something every day for 365 straight days. And then he was going to put it on a blog or whatever it was. And one of the things that he wanted to do was attend our minor league basketball game. We gave him a ticket. We said, sure, why not? Absolutely, it'd be fun. But I was like, how hard is that? Like you literally every day you're like looking for something to attend. So, but he was backed by somebody who was doing like the advance work for him.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like he was doing it on his own. It was like I got it from a company that came in and said, hey, our guy is doing this thing. I think he was maybe writing a book. I don't know. But can you, on Tuesday, can you leave a ticket for him?
See, that's what part of the issue is, because you see, like, you know, our buddy Lee Ellis.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, just came up with a brilliant idea. And he's been traveling the globe. You know, he says, I just want to do a story on pickup basketball games, find out their take on NBA. I mean, what a fantastic idea.
It's amazing.
And then I see this one where it's 21 locations. They did it in 24 days. I'm like, yeah, that would just be 24 days. That's long enough. But I think that would be fun.
That'd be great. Super. That's great.
So, yeah, let us know. What restaurant chain should we visit? It has to be a small amount. Not these gigantic.
On the rise.
I don't want somebody to come at me. He's like, hey, you should visit every McDonald's. We don't have, you know, 5 years.
Doing that one. Right. Exactly. All right. What is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is the No Fun League is still.
NFL?
It's still at it again. Yeah.
What are they doing now?
Well, apparently, a couple years ago, Dan Campbell, our soon-to-become best friend, Campbell.
Yeah, good friend Dan Campbell.
Wanted to... I don't know if we even talked about this, and if we didn't, shame on us. But I'm pretty certain we did. He thought it would be really cool to have a live pet lion on the field.
Oh, okay. I saw this, but I don't think we talked about it. Yeah.
So that was 2 years ago. And I actually... I have his comments. I'll just play a little bit of it for you, because I mean it's this is why he's going to become our new best friend.
I'll tell you what I would really love to do, just in general, and I've talked to Sheila about this. I don't think we're going to be able to do it, but I would love to literally just have a pet lion, just a legit pet lion on a chain, a big ass chain, and he really is my pet. We just walk around the building, we go out to practice, we're at 7-on-7, we're behind the kicker when he's kicking, we're just on.
So, but the reason why I'm saying the No Fun League, because he was recently asked, how's the search going, or how's the mission going of getting a pet lion? He said Sheila, and Sheila is the owner of the Lions. She's totally on board.
She totally wants a lion
she said,
walking
she,
around.
She
practice.
Said that she has no problems with that whatsoever. It's the NFL. He stopped short of pointing the finger at Roger, but he said the NFL is kind of frowning upon it.
Well, I kind of think so, but I kind of wish they could. I mean, would they need like Joan Embry like to be walking around with the lion?
Right.
This is a lion. Now they're the king of the jungle.
Did they have one at one time?
Anything. If you go to LSU, there's a tiger in a cage.
Right.
Why can't the lions?
If you go
have
to University of Texas, you got a longhorn on the field.
There's Ralphie the buffalo. Like
yeah.
Like, why can't there be a with all the money this league has, why can't they go, we're going to build a lion thing? Like, you can come to practice and watch them, but not like a cage, like a zoo. Like, I mean, like a, it's got water, and it's got a little play area, and it's got a little tree and a little rock to sleep on.
Can't you build that into their training facility?
And then what we do every day is we shoot it with a tranquilizer gun so it won't kill everybody. And we walk it around on a leash.
I'm just curious. Do the Falcons have a falcon?
They might. Flying around inside that dome.
Or do the Eagles have an eagle?
Eyes out.
No, but I mean, they probably wouldn't scoff at the idea of like, oh, yeah, we got a falcon.
Didn't the Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, have like a dolphin in the 70s in a tank?
Wow, or was that just you mixing it up with Ace Ventura?
Was I thinking it was Ace Ventura?
Yeah. Ray Finkel.
Now, or because look, we all know this, that when a lion decides your food, you're dead.
Yes.
That's it.
But let that be a lesson learned. Let's have a lion right now.
What's that actor's name? Ibis Elba.
Yeah.
I just saw a movie with him in it called Beast, where he was defending his children from a rogue lion. It was so frightening. This lion was like, I'm coming after you. You can't talk your way out of this.
I mean, the next James Bond?
Yeah, yeah.
Unconfirmed.
Right, that's right. Like there was a guy and he was like staring at this lion, and you can't talk your way. You can't convince him to leave you alone.
No.
Have you made it? It's eat you.
We've seen that video of when that woman got out of the car to argue with her husband. The lion snatched her and took her away.
Yeah.
I mean, it popped up on my feed the other day. It's like, it's been 2 years since this lady came. I was just like, first of all, I mean, why did you ever get out of the car? Second of all, if I'm being yelled at by my wife, I mean, the husband, he did everything he could to go get her.
That's, God bless.
I don't know why, but I believe Dan Campbell can handle a lion.
Yeah.
I think that's the other thing the factor you needed to consider. I couldn't handle a lion.
Oh, no.
But Dan Campbell could.
Very good. All right, we'll have the dumb when we come back. And Pat Donovan is going to join us, and we'll talk to him about the Buccaneers as we preview yet another team in our NFL previews.
This is Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, Pat Donovan is going to join us in 15 minutes to talk Buccaneers, continue our NFL previews. It's NFC South week. Not the most exciting division, but somebody's got to win it. And the Buccaneers lost a ton of people. We'll get to the dumb coming up here in the good, the bad, and the dumb. So the dumb of the day, Ron Culver.
Well, you know what? Since we have an entire segment of dumb, I added a second one because this one's been making the rounds. But my first original dumb, we just have to talk about this because it's another AI story.
Oh, another AI story.
Yeah, okay. And this one is really concerning. It's concerning experts, Tony. Right. I don't know if I've ever said that an AI issue is concerning experts.
Bothering people? Yeah, sure.
And this one is that AI might have a race problem.
Like being racist?
Yeah.
AI? Okay.
And the reason why their experts are concerned about it is because AI pretty much gathers information from what has happened before and comes up and formulates its own idea of what's going to happen in the future. And that's what AI basically is. And so when it gathers all the information, whether it's good and bad, it doesn't differentiate between good and bad. It just gathers all the information.
Yeah. You have to tell AI what is
right.
But once
it becomes fully aware without our help, it starts to learn all the tendencies of humanity, I guess. And one of them is that it can develop a race problem.
So it's learning, basically what's happening is it's learning our human behavior.
Uh-huh.
And then
the good and the bad.
And saying it, yeah. Well, I'm not surprised by that.
Nah, I know.
You know.
But I just thought it was something else to add to our growing concerns with AI is that now, AI could become racist.
How does AI
know? It doesn't know it's being racist. That's the problem.
The problem that AI has is there's no morality behind anything it does.
Right.
Right? It doesn't have a moral compass. It doesn't have a sense of some universal right or wrong. Right? So basically, Look at nature, for example, right? I'm not trying to get all philosophical here, but I remember I saw this documentary on that grizzly man guy that we've talked about before, Timothy Treadwell. And I saw this documentary on him, and there was a dead fox. He found a dead fox in the field, and he started crying on camera. And he was talking about how this is just not right. This fox is beautiful. This is a beautiful fox. It's dead. And the documentary guy kind of pointed out, like, no, this is what it is. Like, this is nature. This is what happens. There's no moral code here. This is just survival of the fittest and eat what you can, and you're stronger than the fox, you kill the fox. That's how AI kind of works. Like, we're the ones that kind of go, hey, we shouldn't do this, and we shouldn't do this, and there's a higher thing. AI doesn't understand that. And so when you ask AI to do something or present something, it could present you some horrible stuff. It doesn't know. You could see images you shouldn't be seeing with AI because AI doesn't know. If you say to it to give you like a picture of something, it might give you a picture of something that's like, this is pornographic or whatever. Like it could be a point where, because it doesn't know, it just says this is what it is. So somebody has to teach it that. So how do they teach it that? How do they teach it that?
And I guess in a way, you also have to assume that AI wants or has a willingness to learn.
Right.
Because right. I don't know if they do.
It's kind of the, it's kind of the, isn't that like, is, well, I don't know, but I would think that that's the purpose is AI is always evolving.
Yeah.
Right. It's taking in information as it comes.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, I hate to bring it up because I know it's a movie scenario, but that's what happened in the Avengers.
Sure.
You know, with Ultron, right. It was an AI and it just, it became self-aware and realized that, you know, Earth or humans were causing their own destruction. So he decided to just speed it up. Because that was the path that they were taking, and he's just assisting them in speeding up their own destruction, their own
death.
There's
a million things about this that is positive, and then there's, like, the two or three things that are negative should make us just pull the plug.
Exactly.
Like, it's like, well, we'll be able to analyze data research for cancer and, all these things that you think it's going to do to make the world better. And then, but then it also could shut down the global bank.
Right.
Nobody has any money. It could turn off the power grid and we'll all freeze to death in the winter. Like, it's like anything that, whatever good could come out of it, there's always a negative that scares me to death. All right, what was the second dub?
The second dub, I mean, I wasn't really going to bring this up. I kind of mentioned it to you during a break, but I'm seeing it like more and more and more. And that's this Somalian sprinter.
Okay.
Her name,
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, her name is Nasra Ali Abukar.
Okay.
Right? And she ran the 100 meters in an international competition. It was the World University Games, which are being held in China. And she has gone viral because she may have posted the slowest time ever in the 100-meter dash.
Okay. Well, first of all, what's a good time in the 100-meter dash?
Good time is probably around, you know, for women's. Yeah. I would say I think the world record might be just above 10 seconds.
Just above 10 seconds? Okay.
So I would say, you know, a good time would probably be between 10 and 12 seconds.
All right. So, okay.
The winner of the race, I think she posted something just above 11 seconds.
Okay.
You know, which is, I mean, and she was flying. She looked like she was a sprinter, and it was, you know, a good race. Nasra Ali Abukar posted a time of 21.8 seconds.
Was she walking?
Pretty much.
Was she taking pictures?
Yeah, and that's part of the problem is that when she got across the finish line, you could see her do a little bit of a skip, like, I tried.
Okay, is there a larger thing to this? Like, did she try to do that?
Where the larger issue is coming in and there's a full-blown investigation going on in Somalia is that they all believe that nepotism was involved in her selection.
Okay.
That she, in fact, is the niece of Somalia Athletics Vice President. I don't know. I can't say this name.
So she got all the perks of going
and, you know, doing the whole, you know, I'm sure it's a, even though it's a university games, I'm sure there's a parade of nations, if you will, staying in the village. I mean, you know, I'm sure it's like I'm picturing in my head a miniature Olympics. And then, you know, you get all the free gift bags and things like that.
Wow.
Or just the free perks of, hey, you know, we're going to send you on a trip to China. All you got to do is run 100 meters.
Yeah.
And, and don't stink at it. And the problem is, the video is really bad. Because even when she gets out of the gate, out of the starting blocks, she is well behind within the first three steps.
Got it.
The rest of the field is just cooking.
So it sounds like she was kind of just enjoying the moment
and
not really caring that she was going to run as hard as she can.
No, I figured, I mean, if I was her, you know, or, you know, if I was the vice president of Somali Athletics, I might have told her, said, hey, when you get out, pull a cramp.
Yeah, right. Just at least be injured.
Yeah.
Because if here's the choice, you could be injured and get to the finish line, people will praise you for finishing.
Right.
That's how we do that in this country or the world. We love those stories. We love the stories of the athletes. Like, I'm getting to that finish line. I don't care. I'll crawl if I have to, but I'm going to finish this race.
Because if you don't, there's going to be a full-blown investigation.
Skip and you just go, I don't know. It was kind of fun to, like, I used that 100 meters as I really soaked it all in, this fantastic trip.
But it really is, there's a little skip at the end when she crossed that finish line, like,
nice.
Almost had it.
Crazy. All right, that's a good, the bad, and the dumb. On Twitter, at Tony D Radio. Philip on Twitter, we were talking earlier about Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. The Oklahoma State schedule is just going to look weird, not having OU on the menu. I'll be in Stillwater for the game this year, and it's going to be huge. Gundy has taken a lot of heat from somebody saying regarding Bedlam. I think that's going to be – Philip, you've got – I think you've got one of the best tickets in college football this upcoming. The final Bedlam game between Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. That is going to be electric. And Gundy is taking some heat for his comments, but he's 100% right. Oklahoma left. And because Oklahoma left, it maybe down the road they'll get a the rivalry game like Clemson and South Carolina, but that's not on him to make that happen.
Or will it end up like Texas A&M?
Yeah. Where it just disappears.
They just disappeared, and then like they decided, it's like, well, okay, let's have it this year.
Yeah.
But now we're going to be – you're going to be one of those rotating teams that we do every, 10, 15 years. Is that really – that Oklahoma State now? Because that's sad.
That's going to happen. Yeah, it is sad. I don't like when rivalries die for no reason.
Especially for a state. And I know Philip will agree with me. Those are the only two schools in Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's right. Tulsa, Oral Roberts. They're not playing on that level.
Well, I've never heard of them.
Yeah. Tulsa plays football. Oral Roberts does not.
Yeah. So, that doesn't count.
Right. Hefty Lefty on Twitter. I love that people are going after Lloyd when she's literally the most qualified person to criticize this squad, talking about the women's U.S. national team. She was on the same team 2 years ago and has more time with the squad than the current coach does. Yeah, I think people, again, people are, she has every right to do this.
Great comment.
Very great comment. She has every right to do this. I think people are being too sensitive on her comments. They are not hurtful. They are the truth. This team is not playing well. And she has every right to say that. She has more currency in this program than the coach does. And so she should be able to say, hey, wait. This is not good. This is not good. And again, respect that team for what it could do, what was expected to do. It's not living up to expectations. It is okay to point that out. All right, it's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.